Once considered the pioneer of streaming, Netflix's future is looking increasingly murky. The platform reported a decline in subscribers in the first quarter of 2022 and is expected to announce a loss of around 2 million subscribers in the second quarter. Hoping to stem the losses, Netflix is now working on an ad-supported service, which has advertisers chomping at the bit. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
Miles, how are you?
I'm doing quite well. So what can you tell me about this new advertising-supported service that Netflix is working on?
Well, let's have some flapping gums about the scandal for a minute. I mean, Microsoft dancing with Netflix is kind of like the president of the robotics club in high school dancing with the prom queen. yes, she has a sprained ankle, but she's on the rebound. There's got to be a subterfuge here. Why are you not getting in strategy with somebody like Google or Facebook, one of these giants? And there's this idea out there that maybe they're trying to have Microsoft as a kind of a Trojan horse of sorts, because Microsoft is worth $2 trillion. It would be immaterial for them to acquire Netflix, that this is just an excuse to get them started on an engagement, but the future is actually Microsoft Netflix.
So what do we know? I mean, the advertisers who are kind of itching to get involved in Netflix's products are hoping that they can kind of get a piece of the algorithm that Netflix uses to
you know,
serve people up content they want to watch.
That's just brutally hard to build in-house, right? They have the magic where it's taken them over a decade of knowing kind of what you want, nibbling on your ear. Here, Miles, try this. If you like Stranger Things, you'll like this. The idea here is that if you bring in the likes of Microsoft, which does have advertising technology, I think it has about 3% of the market, that we could really super scale it and that magic will work. But there's also a lot of skepticism. When was the last time you really signed up for advertising on Netflix? Ever since we saw, what was it, House of Cards, it got us used to binging without ads.
Yeah, I guess I wonder, is this something that we know that viewers are open to? Is there going to be, if they do offer a new tier that involves ads, do we know that there would be this huge kind of rise in new subscribers to Netflix? Do you have any idea on that?
Well, certainly Madison Avenue, what's left of it, is hoping for that. And you see the likes of Hulu and Disney Plus and others having more success with ad-supported tiers. After all, I mean, Netflix banked so much on just charging you and charging you dearly every year and turning up the heat. Well, $16.99, $17.99, that can only go so far. They hit up against the wall now, and they're still a public company and they have to grow. So for better or for worse.
So is it going to work, I guess? You know, they lost subscribers in the first quarter of 2022. Stock value has really taken a dive. Is this new kind of advertising enough to kind of save the company in some ways?
Miles, I got to tell you, you might be asking the wrong person, because I mooch my brother's login, and I suspect there are millions of people like me that will not pay if they force me with advertising. So take that with a grain of salt.
What do you think about this idea that, you know, we're getting to a point now, okay, if ads are involved on Netflix and they're going to be releasing things piecemeal instead of all at once, starting to look a little bit like cable, don't you think?
It is. They really reinvented the wheel. I mean, I really want to see Better Call Saul, the final season of it. Am I going to sign up for AMC Plus? Am I going to wait for it to come on Netflix? Paramount is trying to get me to get on that. Hulu, others. I've lost count. And frankly, everybody in this country is hit up with login fatigue. And the time of growth is over. And I think you're going to have to be much more tactical about how you harvest revenue gains.
That's Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks so much, Robin.
My pleasure, Miles. Thank you.